Hi, this is Mike from the Wolverine Wake Up Show, Monday through Friday, 7 to 10 a.m. We do a lot of kidding around on the Wake Up Show with Todd Staniski and Mr. Jewett City, Al Gear. But we also ask some pretty serious questions. Back on December 12th of this year, 2017, Kevin Skolcheck was a guest on the show, and we asked him where his political career was going to go, and that we heard some rumors that there may be a position that he may run for.
I don't know if this is... I'm going to ask you straight up.
Straight up nasty rumor?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's a nasty rumor, but I don't even think... I don't even know if you know anything about this, to be honest with you.
Well,
I one of the things, I don't know, I was joking around, I don't know, about a year and a half ago, mm-hmm. and you were here, and Heather Summers mm-hmm. was here, mm-hmm. and I said, oh, what a great ticket it would be if it was Summers and Skolcheck for governor and lieutenant governor.
Yeah.
And so now I hear, you know, these little squabblings or as a...
Squabblings? Squalls.
Oh, squalls.
As a word of the day.
Is that you might be considering a run at the lieutenant governor's position.
So, thanks for having me in today. Are we done talking about the pub?
No, I didn't say you said it. I'm just going to say that.
No.
This is what I'm
interested. You know, here's the reality. And I'll be quite honest that I have been approached by some folks in the state of Connecticut asking me to support me if I did consider to run for lieutenant governor. Am I considering it? I'm having discussions about it, to be honest with you. I think I have a lot of work to do in the 45th district. We got to fight right now for the budget issues that this governor's cut. You know, when I did the numbers in the 45th, it looks like we've got some of the highest numbers of cuts combined communities in communities that are considered distressed, right? And so we got to take that on, and we're actually preparing to do a press conference within the next week or two, exactly calling out the governor and his actions.
Gotcha.
I also will kind of reflect on the fact that I'm just coming off the first selectman role.
Yep.
It's been a great experience, experience of a lifetime. I'm reconnecting with some people in my life. We're growing this business model. But I still have this burning desire in my heart to fix Connecticut and to be a part of that. Not. I don't think I individually can do anything. So my answer to your question is I am certainly talking with people right now in regards to making a good, solid decision. And I think an announcement of some sort, either running for state representative or running for lieutenant governor or stepping away is in the near future.
Why don't you just run for all of it? And
yeah.
Then one of them is going to stick.
Yeah, you throw enough mud against the wall, Mike, and something's going to stick, right? So, you know, I would only get into that game, and this is a big part of the decision, is if I really know that I can make some positive impact for the state of Connecticut.
Wake up! Todd Staniski, weekday mornings on The Wake Up.
Wake up, wake up!
Local news, local sports, local people.
Wake up!
Wolverine Radio.